Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome, it's the iHeart Joy Detours radio show. Yes, we're part of the whole push to continue being on air for the next 12 months here on Joy 94.9. And Detours has enjoyed being part of that journey for 13, going on 14 years. And my co-host today was there right at the start, Jody Wilmar.
Thank you kindly, Greg. Yeah, I was there in the beginning, not of, you know, the world or Joy, but, you know, we've been involved with Joy for a really long time and it makes such a huge difference in people's lives. And did you know that we serve the needs of the diverse gay and lesbian communities and provide award-winning radio? People listen to us all around the world.
They do, and all around the world they actually join Joy, and today's the day that you can join Joy and be part of a Hidden Secrets tour. If you join during the Detours program today, join Joy 94.9, you can win a double pass plus lunch valued at $115. And you can discover and indulge in the Melbourne many locals miss with the award-winning Hidden Secrets Tour. It's a voucher for two Hidden Secrets lanes and arcades, tour and luncheon included. And do you know what, Jodes? I might go along with them. What do you reckon?
Sounds fantastic. Yeah, it's a fabulous tour, of course. And thanks so much to everyone who's supporting the Joy Radiothon this year, iHeartJoy. Jump online and have a look. There's a great presence online. Everybody's interacting, Facebook, Twittering, all sorts of YouTube
and
things.
And iPhone, and soon to be Android. But at the moment, iPhone, because there's a new iPhone app that was launched last night as part of the Radiothon launch, which means you can now download that app to your phone, and anywhere you go around the world that has data connection, you can listen to Joy and Detours every Saturday, Melbourne time.
And we'd just like to say special thank you to all of the volunteers who are in the phone room at the moment. They're trying not to eat too many lollies so that their mouth is full and not full and they can take your call. And a big special thanks to everybody there. And thanks to David for renewing and donating from South Yarra. And another thank you to David from Albert Park for renewing. Thanks again for your support.
That's great, Jodie. Now today we've got another fabulous show. We've got a range of guests today, Jodie. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've got another terrific program with you right up until 1 o'clock today. Very shortly we'll be interviewing Ingrid Sanders, talking about the amazing Central Australian Northern Territory.
Fantastic.
And we're also very soon going to be interviewing Hap and Mandy. Now, Hap has made it his mission to work in six continents around the world by the time he's 30. Sorry, seven. So he's done six, and he's going to be talking about Mandy and his trip to Africa. They leave next week, and they're doing some really amazing things for humanity.
Here on Joy 94.9 with Detours. Now, today also, because it's Radiothon, anyone who joins or re-signs as a member during Radiothon, between today and the 11th of June, goes into a draw for the following major prizes. There's Middle Park Fine Art and Wine Galleries worth $4,000. And there's also the Shizuka Ryokan Japanese Country Spa and Wellness Retreat. It's about $3,500 worth. And I've been there. It's actually a fabulous place to go. And you get a hint of Japan here in Australia. It's just fabulous. Really
very good.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent, Greg. Well, we'd like to welcome to the program Ingrid Sanders, who's joining us here today in Melbourne, Australia. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Jodie. It's lovely to be here.
It's great. Now, you've lived in Central Australia or in Northern Territory for some time, is that correct?
Yeah, I am. I'm now living in Melbourne, but a couple of years ago I was working with Tourism NT, based out of Darwin, but travelled quite regularly to Alice Springs and Kings Canyon and Yallara. So, yeah, I really do love the Red Centre.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. And you said Kings Canyon.
Yeah.
I mean, that instantly there's a flash of just beauty that comes to my mind. What's in your mind from your time?
Oh, look, Kings Canyon is fabulous. And I'm lucky enough now to be working for Delaware North. And they're the new property owners of Kings Canyon Resort, which is fantastic. I've stayed there quite a few times. And the best thing around Kings Canyon is the rim. The rim walk of the canyon is just stunning. It's just beautiful. Landscape is just amazing, and it's a great walk, really great for, you know, hiking and nature lovers. It's just a really special place.
Now, if you're planning a trip to Central Australia, and Jodie has experience, Jodie has actually lived and worked in Alice Springs, in
Yulara.
Yulara.
Yes, Rock.
That's right. If you're planning a trip to Central Australia, what sort of timing do you have to take into place? Where do you need to move to make sure that you're at Kings Canyon exactly at the right time?
Look, I reckon you can go there any time of the year. A really nice time to go is around now because it's so cold in Melbourne, and it's beautiful in Central Australia. So, you know, their season is the dry season now. So it's going to be nice and warm during the day, a bit cold at night, but it's a really nice time to go now. But you can go any time. In the summertime, you just need to be careful that you've got enough water and, you know, you can get out in the start of the day rather than in the middle of the day. But, you know, it's a great place. You can fly there to Yulara or to Alice Springs from Melbourne, and then you can take a couple of hours to get to Kings Canyon and see the beauty of the area. It's just great.
So you can hook into your bus tour from Yulara and head out from there. Is it hard to organise? Can you do it on the net, or can the hotels you stay at organise it for you?
Yeah, look, you can do it by yourself as well. You can hire cars out of both Yulara and Alice Springs, or you can go on a tour group. So it really just depends what kind of tour you're after or what kind of trip you're after. And, you know, it's good to stay a couple of days. You can stay at Yulara, see the rock, see the Olgas, and then you can drive up a couple of hours. It's all on sealed road. Then you can get to Kings Canyon, stay there for a couple of nights, ride some camels, do the rim walk. There's a Garden of Eden, which is beautiful. When you're doing the rim walk, you can have a swim. You can have, you know, dinner under a desert moon, which is something that Kings Canyon Resort does. So there's lots of stuff to do. And there's some other resorts nearby, so you can go trail, motorbike,
oh, cool,
riding. So it's all sorts of stuff if you want to do it with your family.
Now, I've got a question for both of you. I'm going to jump in ahead of you, Jodie. A question for you, Jodie, and you, Ingrid, because you've both lived in Northern Territory at one point. In your days, it probably was dry and parched, but I'm hearing words now that the rainfall's been amazing and the wildflowers and the birds have come back. What was it like when you were there, and what's it like now?
Yeah, look, I think it's pretty seasonal, so just depending on the years, what kind of rainfall they get. But there's lots of budgerigars and wildflowers and, you know, those kinds of things that come out kind of at this time of year after there's been a bit of, you know, water that comes down from the wet from the north. So I think there's been quite a lot of water. We've had quite a lot of rain this year, and so has Central Australia. So I think it would be beautiful at the moment.
What was it like, Jodie, when you were there?
Yeah, well, I was there for about 9 months. So, you know, you got to see different parts of seasons. But I wasn't in Kings Canyon at a time when it was raining. But, there must have been enough water in there because I do recall swimming, which was fantastic. Mm. And for our listeners, if you're wondering, sort of trying to picture what this is like, if you've ever seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, that fabulous walk where they go right up to, Rocky Canyon area looking out, and it's just spectacular. 77,000 hectares of national park, just gorgeous. And Ingrid, I think you made a great point about it being sealed roads, and people shouldn't underestimate the distances. Mm. And, you know, you don't want to rush this. This is a life experience here, and it's more than 3 hours heading through from Uluru or Esrock Resort to Kings Canyon. So, you know, you just want to be able to soak it up and stop along the way and take photos or just, you know, contemplate.
Yeah.
It's a place to take someone that's special to you, and it's a memory that you'll share with a friend or a loved one. It's a memory that you're going to share forever.
Yeah, it is a really special place. I've visited there, you know, during work, you know, with journalists and various people, you know, but also took my husband there, you know, out of work. And he loves the surf and loves the snow, but, you know, for him, the Red Centre, it's just a lovely place. You know, the landscape is like nothing else, you know. And you can see wild budgerigars. You know, where do you see wild budgerigars? You know, flocks of them or whatever they are in groups. So, yeah, it is really nice. And you can, and I think, like Jody said, you just need to really take your time. It's not somewhere that you can just go and just have a quick look and that's it. I think it's something that you kind of have to spend a bit of time in there, and then you really love it. I mean, I love it. It's one of my favourite places.
Ingrid Sanders, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on Detours today and sharing some of the beauty of Kings Canyon and Northern Territory, which I know is very close to Jody's heart and certainly is close to mine. Also close to our heart is 2011 Radiothon here at Joy. I Heart Joy. Now, we're going to try and put it on you, Ingrid, to, if not join up, come and spend some time in the telephone room. If you want to actually speak to Ingrid or Jody and myself between the breaks, you can ring 1300-JOY-949 here in Melbourne. You can also email onair@joy.org.au, and we'd love to share some of the prizes, including the Lord Coconut Gallery, which is a $2,000 gift prize for people that sign up during Radiothon, during the I Heart Joy Detours Radiothon.
Thanks for joining us, Ingrid. You're listening to the Detours Travel Show here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Call 1300-JOY-949.
Catch all your favourite Joy friends this weekend.
Joy 94.9. Joy
94.9.
And you're listening to the Detours Travel Show here on Joy 94.9. And this week, coming up on Joy 94.9, it's all about becoming a member and showing your support for the I Heart Joy Radiothon. There are loads of great prizes and events coming up, like the two-week Kylie special on Sound Museum at 10 p.m. on Wednesday, and a live outside broadcast from the CNC Drive Factory at the State Library of Victoria on Thursday. And later that night at 10, we welcome Hide and Seek's 100th show with very special guest Dr. Pamela Stevenson Connolly. And tune in to Andy and Adrian on Thursday at 7:30 a.m. as long-term supporters of Gary and Jeff show their love for Joy and match your donations dollar for dollar. Plus, if you like your radio on the go, you'll be pleased to know that we've launched a Joy's very special free iPhone app. Check out joy.org.au and download an app today. And for more details, stop trying to distract me, what's coming up on Radiothon, including a full list of prizes to be won and for all new and re-signing members, plus everything else Joy-related. That's joy.org.au.
Look, you're so professional, Jody.
thank you.
That was Jody Wilmer. And it's I Heart Joy time, and we've been hearting Joy for many years, Jodes. Also, I Hearting Joy out there in the radio room is Kay Sarah. So if you want to join up and speak with Kay Sarah while she is round the table for the next hour or 10, you can do so right now on 1300 569 949. If you've got a little iPhone thingy, it's 1300 JOY 949, and you can speak to Kay as you renew or join up your membership.
And plus, everyone who joins or re-signs as a member during Radiothon, which is between June the 4th and the 11th, goes into the draw for fantastic major prizes, and that includes Middle Park Fine Art Gallery and Studios. Either choose a work of from the gallery series or commission an original piece of art worth $4,000 thanks to middleparkgallery.com.
That's fantastic, Joe.
There's great prizes. Stay tuned throughout the program. But we'll tell you more.
Now, our journey is going to take you away from Kings Canyon in Northern Territory to somewhere more exotic eventually. But there's a bit of a backstory here, isn't there, Jodes?
There sure is. We'd like to welcome to the studio Hap and Mandy, who are just about to embark on the most amazing adventure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, Hap, we might start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you ended up in our studio and where you're heading soon.
Well, we'll be heading to Africa soon, but it all started back in 2003 as an innocent 21-year-old. I set myself the task to live and work in every continent of the world before I was 30. So fast forward about 8 years here in Melbourne, and I'm turning 30 on the 11th this year. And the final continent for me to live and work in is Africa. So I've done 6 of the 7 and one more to go, which is Africa, which we'll be flying out to on Tuesday.
So what inspired you to do this? I mean, it's a pretty wacky, well, crazy thing to do, don't you think?
Oh, the listeners may recognise my accent there, that the lack of use of vowels. I'm a Kiwi. So it was on a second year university holiday. I went over to the Gold Coast and worked in a factory just making timber shutters. So I was just spending 60-hour weeks making timber shutters. Very boring, but I absolutely loved it. In New Zealand and Australia were very similar culturally. And I just loved that change from New Zealand. I thought, well, if Australia has this to offer me, imagine what the rest of the world has with all this culture and awesome places out there. So I went back and said, oh, I can't be bothered doing my postgrad at university. I'm going to go travel the world. So set myself this little goal.
That's so are you a good university dropout?
Oh, I actually graduated. I got my, I think it was like marketing and management. Yeah.
See, I'm always looking for like-minded souls. You know, I dropped out of uni to travel and never actually went back, and I sort of like that kinship, but never mind.
Yeah, it probably would have been more economically viable to drop out, actually.
Now, on this day of Radiothon, we'll translate everything that Haps just said for you in the podcast. No, look, we don't mind the drop vows, because one thing I found, Hap, and you are probably personifying this, New Zealanders are an amazing nation of travellers. They're adventurers. They're prepared to actually really challenge things, you know. And Rusty, who was on the panel in the show before, is one of those Kiwis that is very much like you, Hap, that will get out there and do things differently. So how do you look at the world differently because you're a Kiwi?
I don't really think I look at it too much differently. I suppose just like to get out there and enjoy it. I think Kiwis and Aussies are very similar. No matter where in the world you go, there's always a g'day mate or a hey bro, you know, all around the corner for you. You're always constantly bumping into Kiwis and Aussies.
But you're a country that's embraced its Indigenous people, and you do it in a very special way and in a very meaningful way that we actually haven't done in Australia. So you're leading Indigenous acceptance and incorporation of that them into your own society far better than we have. So that's something you've got over us.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I'm very proud of New Zealand. We have very much, you know, embraced the Māori people of New Zealand, and I'm real proud of them. You know, you go overseas and, like, you know, people know about the haka, they know about the mokus of facial tattoos, and it's, yeah, one thing that I think New Zealand does do really well.
Now, I'd like to ask Mandy now what it was about this Kiwi that you first noticed when you bumped into each other.
Well, it took me a while to actually understand what he was saying, but after that, it was just the connection we had of really wanting to get out there and see the world. And we always say it's the people that make the place, you know, and learning a language and learning about another culture. That was really where our connection started, yeah.
Where did you meet?
In Mexico.
My God, this man does travel, doesn't he?
So where are you from originally, Mandy?
I grew up in southwest U.S., Phoenix, Arizona, but I was living in Denver, Colorado at the time, working as a Spanish teacher, had 2 weeks holiday, and just went down to Mexico with a friend and my family, and it was a traveler bar. We just, met at the bar in a little surf town, Sayulita.
And I whisked her away to my tent.
And for everyone listening, that's tent, not tint.
And we had fish and chips.
Yeah. Oh, that's gorgeous. And where did you start your journeys? And at what point was Mexico in the order of things?
Oh, I'll try and keep this short. I left in 2003 and went and taught English in Korea for a year. One of my longest chapters, and from there went and lived and worked in Spain, and from there went over to the States, and then was up in Canada. And when I met Mandy, I was working on the oil rigs up in Canada, and I had visa troubles, had to leave, so then I went down backpacking through Mexico and bumped into Mandy, and since then we've been working the world together.
Oh, fantastic.
Fairy tale.
Just extraordinary. It is extraordinary, isn't it, how travel brings us together, and then we have these amazing journeys with people that we form bonds with. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. It sure is, and I absolutely agree with you, Mandy. The people you meet along the way are obviously locals and experiencing and understanding their culture and their traditions and respecting their way of life. But the people who you meet who are also from somewhere else is quite incredible. Your travels from Phoenix, Arizona, and then Colorado and Mexico, had you done much other travel beforehand?
Well, the first time I really left the States was when I was 18. I went on a typical 30-day Western European kind of tour, and after that I just couldn't get enough. So I knew that I wanted to study Spanish at university, so I studied in Granada in southern Spain for a year. Did a bit of traveling while I was living there to Morocco and Germany and that. After I got back from that, finished university and immediately went to live in Paraguay where I taught English and traveled around South America a bit when I was down there. And after that, I was really at my financial limits. So I had gotten a job teaching Spanish full time, was trying to save up and had kind of a 5-year plan. And I met Hap about 2 years into that. So went about 4 years solid, you know, staying in America teaching, but definitely he reignited the travel bug that I knew was still around.
Fabulous.
Do you know, Jodie, this has been a great adventure so far. We've got more coming up. We're going to hear more about Hap and Mandy and how they're planning and exploring their African adventure. And you too can be part of the Hidden Secrets Tour if you join up during Detour's show today. It's a double pass and lunch valued at $115, which is your iHeart Joy prize for joining up during this show.
Sure is. And there's some other fabulous prizes as well. Thanks to Melbourne Marriott Hotel, a 3-night stay in a king suite includes breakfast and parking, $150 3-course meal, and $150 food and beverage credit worth $2,050 thanks to the Marriott Hotel.
KSRA waiting to take your calls, 1300-JOY-949. This is Joy iHeart Joy Radiothon Detours Special Edition.
Joy
94.9.
Hi, this is Katie Lang. Show your support for Joy. Call up and become a member. We'll go dancing in the dark, walking
through the park and reminiscing. And you're listening to the Detours Travel Show here on Joy 94.9. And of course, we heart Joy, we love Joy, and we want you to as well. Now, those great tracks we played during the show are from a Melbourne-based band called The Lights, from their album called Pondering Hearts, and that track was King and Queen. The one before that in the beginning of the program was Stella Day.
Stella Day was fantastic. And this is a Stella Day because this is part of keeping Joy 94.9 on air. It's Radiothon 2011.
And those
out
phones
the phone
are
room.
Ringing.
Oh, they're
Yay.
Off. KSRI's out there taking the phone. Rusty's backing her up. And you can also speak to Harriet, ex-Detours team member. Harriet's out there on the phones as well. We're all here, aren't we, Jodes? And the prize today, if you're a Detours signer-upper, is a Hidden Secrets Tour double pass and lunch valued at $115. For the Hidden Secrets Indulgence in Melbourne.
Plus, everyone who joins or re-signs as a member during the Radiothon, and that's from the 4th of June to the 11th, goes into the draw for the following amazing prizes. The Melbourne Recital Centre has offered fabulous 4 tickets for each of the following 5 events: Dear World, Spaghetti Western Orchestra, Caroline in Lido, the Romantic and Ensemble Liaison and Dance, and that's worth $2,000 thanks to melbournerecitalcentre.com.au.
And David, you've signed up. David from Hotham Hill, thanks very much. He loves everything about his family membership here at Joy, and we love you too, David. We heart David, who hearts Joy.
Now, we're in the program today. We're talking about adventures all around the world with Hap and Mandy, and Hap's website, Hap Working the World. The next adventure that you're imminently going on is Africa. So what are you planning to do there?
Well, obviously, Africa's the final continent, and for Africa, I wanted to dedicate it to, like, paying back people's generosity that I've received over my 8 years of working in the world, and it's paying back the environment, because I've done oil rig work in Canada, I've worked in the mines in WA, I worked on a cruise ship in Antarctica, so Africa's all about giving back. So we arrived in Melbourne about a year ago, and heard about the awesome charity Bicycles for Humanity here in Melbourne. So if the readers don't... Oh, listeners, aren't we? We're on a radio.
same.
They don't know about Bicycles for Humanity. Awesome organisation. What they do is they get a shipping container here in Melbourne and they fill it with everyone's old disused bikes here in Melbourne. So bikes have been collecting dust in the garden shed. Get about 400 of those into a 40-foot shipping container and they send that to Africa. And then in Africa, it's taken on by the Bicycle Empowerment Network, organisation set up by Australian Michael Link in 2005, and they take that shipping container, they find an in-need community in sub-Saharan Africa, and they put the sea container full of all the bikes there, they take all the bikes out, and they transform that sea container into a bicycle workshop. And then 4 or 5 locals are trained to be bike mechanics, and they fix all those 400 bikes
oh,
up.
Brilliant.
And they're given new lives, so they're given to orphans and aid workers and sold cheaply to locals. So it's a great sustainable solution.
It's sustainable, but it's capacity building and building a community. Oh, this is just fabulous initiative. You must be so proud to be putting a toe in the water here on this one.
Yeah, it's great. So what Mandy and I have done, we've raised just over $10,000 now, which is the cost of getting a shipping container from Melbourne to Africa. And we'll be going over, or we leave on Tuesday to Africa to go and work with the RC container, implementing it as a bike workshop, helping train the locals. And we'll be making a documentary called Bikes for Africa, which we've teamed up with Richard Seide, documentary maker. So we just want to show the great work that Bicycles for Humanity and Bicycle Empowerment Network do, and just show that process of how an old bike in Melbourne is given a new life in Africa.
And you're still looking for bikes to take?
Bicycles for Humanity is always accepting bikes at the Bicycle Superstores, which are all around Melbourne. You can just go to bicyclesforhumanity.com if you have any questions about what types of bike, but basically they want mountain bikes, something that's going to, you know, be good on a dirt road in Africa.
Something durable.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Mandy, I understand with all of the travels you've done around the world and then, you know, teaching Spanish and... there's a lot of planning that goes into this. For this trip to Africa, what sort of planning has been involved?
The good thing about the way we travel is that we do tend to not plan much, although we do have to plan a bit. I think most of the planning that we've had to do for Africa is really more based on the gear that we're bringing, which helps taking care of most of the bike stuff, and I'm looking more at the routes and that kind of thing. But it's pretty hard to do it from here, actually. As much as you can look online and look at maps and ask people, I think once we get there, we're going to get some more detailed maps, and we kind of just have a general idea of where we're going at the moment.
Yeah, I can only imagine that it'd be so much to think about and plan for. So where are you travelling from Melbourne to where?
So on Tuesday, we leave from Melbourne and we arrive in Cape Town. And the thing we're doing, because we wanted a new challenge for Africa as well. We've done the backpacking thing and just arriving in continents and finding work and living. So we set ourselves the task of cycling to where the sea container's going. So we arrive in Cape Town and we're going to be cycling up through South Africa and then into Namibia and right up into the northeastern tip of Namibia where the sea container's going. So I think it'll be about 3,000 K to there. And once we've spent 2 months volunteering and working with the sea container, we'll then carry on through Zimbabwe, Zambia and Malawi and flying back to Melbourne.
I've got this vision of Mandy with two big luggage containers strapped to her back, cycling a mountain bike, and Hap sort of going on behind pushing.
Wow.
You must have to pack really light to get your stuff from A to B on the back of a bike.
We're not so sure. We still haven't packed yet. It's all on our, we're moving out of our house at the moment, and then, yeah, we haven't packed our panniers yet, but we'll find out maybe tomorrow or Monday. Yeah.
Do you have a chance to forward send some of your items so that they're waiting for you at particular locations along the way?
We thought about doing that, but, yeah, I think we're just going to try to ditch some things as we go because it's going to get warmer, so at least we can get rid of some clothing. That'll help a bit.
So what sort of fitness preparation have you done for this?
Biking to the pub.
he's a Kiwi.
Every day's a training day in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's why Melbourne's been awesome. It's such a cycling city, so we just have bikes. We don't even use public transport, so it's been perfect. But we've decided not to do too much training, so we might decide it's a stupid idea to go cycling through Africa. So what we're going to do is just start off at like doing 50K days and then slowly work up.
Now, you're listening to Detours with Jodie and Greg on this special radiothon episode of Detours. Mandy and Hap are travelling to Africa next week, and what they're doing is something that's awesome on the back of a bike. Now, today, we reckon you should ride your bike to Melbourne, avoid that $35, that $60 parking fine, that parking fee, and put it into a membership here of Joy 94.9 and help keep this radio station on air for 12 months. K-Sara, Rusty, Pete Dillon from Cravings, they're all in the phone room with Harriet waiting for your call.
Call us now.
Hello, this is Fiona O'Loughlin. Support Joy 94.9 and become a member. Call 1300 569 949.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's Radiothon. It's Radiothon. It keeps us alive, keeps us ticking as community broadcasters for the broad GLBTI and gender diverse communities. And here joining us, Pete Dillon from Cravings, up at 1 o'clock, Pete.
Hello. I like your shirt, your I Heart Joy shirt. I must have me one of those before I go home.
If you're a member, you can buy them for $25.
Cheapest,
if you're not a member,
chips at half the
35.
Price. Speaking of members, we have two new ones for you. Darren in Glen Huntly loves Joy, Heart's Joy. And Varney from Fitzroy has renewed his membership and made a donation of $34, which is nice. Now, after 1 o'clock, Macca, who is the president of Joy, will match donations that are pledged during cravings. So get your cash out, get ready. We're talking to lots and lots of chefs. We've got Pete, we've got Manu from My Kitchen Rules, I've got Gary and George from MasterChef, I've got Poe and Adam and Ben Shuri. I've just got a plethora of chefs encouraging people to join. And Hilary McNevin is my gorgeous co-host today.
Oh, she is fantastic.
She is fabulous.
In fact, she might get the gig. Goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye, thank you.
See you at one. We've got Mandy and we have Happier in the studio with Jody Wilmer and Greg Adkins here on Detours, and that was Pete Dillon coming up at 1 o'clock on Cravings. Now, Jody, our two guests head off next week to Africa, and they're expecting to cycle. They are wanting to cycle from Johannesburg all the way through Namibia and then to other fabulous destinations. What's the end point of your journeys on the back of the bike?
So we're starting in Cape Town and we're ending in Katima Mulilo in Namibia, which is where we'll be working.
Katima Mulilo.
Katima Mulilo. I've been working on that one.
Well done. Well, and what will you be doing working there?
Well, we're going to get there and help set up the implementation of the sea container as a bike workshop. So we'll just be lending a hand in the construction of what needs to be done for the workshop. Probably will be able to help a little bit more than me in training the locals in bike mechanics. But I'm hoping to help at the schools there as well, since I'm a trained teacher.
So the communications you've had with local people, you've been doing email, and what level of communications have you had with the other end at this stage?
Well, at the moment, it's just been with Michael, the founder of the Bicycling Empowerment Network, and obviously he's super busy. Like, they've already set up like 25 sea container workshops over there, so obviously it's just a small volunteer type organisation. So he's super busy. So basically, we know the container's on its way, and they're expecting us in Katima Mulilo. So yeah. And the other thing, the end point is Katima Mulilo, where I'll be spending my 30th birthday on the 11th, marking the end of the goal. But then after that, we'll have a little holiday and we'll just cycle through Zimbabwe and Zambia and down Lake Malawi and ending in Lilongwe to fly back to Melbourne next year in mid-January.
Well, we would love you to come back when you finish this amazing, amazing, epic journey and tell us more about it and keep in touch. And, of course, there's a website that people can follow, which is called hapworkingtheworld.com. And you're also making a documentary about this journey in Africa, yeah?
Yeah, so we've teamed up with our Richard Side, who's an award-winning documentary maker. He's just been here for the last 10 days sleeping on our couch because it was such a big budget in a documentary. If you saw the size of our shoebox apartment, you'd have a laugh. But so we've been doing all the pre-filming, and the trailer is up on the Bikes for Africa website, which is bikesforafrica.net. So you can see the three-minute trailer for that. And when we come back in January, we'll be editing all that and going over, and it should be hitting the film festivals next year.
Awesome. We'll put a link to the trailer on the Detours Joy 94.9 Facebook site so you can have a little look. And maybe when you come back, you can also bask in the glory of our radiothon and how we've been able to stay on air for another 12 months, because everyone's going to sign up now if you haven't done so already. 1-300-569-949. Sign up now. Keeps us on air. And there's some fabulous prizes, Jody. What have we got on offer for people that are signing up?
Well, I heart Joy. And if you you can join or renew as a member, and at a radiothon. And one of the most amazing prizes as well is a DVD prize pack with premium titles, including box sets of hit TV shows, including Outrageous Fortune, The Secret Life of Us, and many other classic Aussie films, live music titles, cult classics, and many more. And that's thanks to Umbrella Entertainment worth $2,000. Fantastic.
That's a great prize. Really good prize.
So you can renew and you can join by calling the team now who are at the phone room waiting for your call, 1-300-JOY-949, and do it right now.
And if you're ringing from overseas, well, we've got another number. You'll have to email onair@joy.org.au, because I can't remember it, Jody, but it's plus 613 and it's 9627-6000. How's that for a guess? But we'll correct ourselves in a moment. We'll look on the website. Now, we're with Happ and Mandy. I'd really like to explore, in the last run-up of the show, before we finish for Cravings at 1, I really would like to explore some of your other travels you've done. Because travels aren't, I don't think, made. They're bred. It's in your gene pool. And if you're doing this exciting travel destination to Africa next week, you've been to other locations. So let's start with you, Mandy. What's a bit of a snapshot of some of the fabulous destinations you've been to on this beautiful globe of ours?
Well, South America comes to mind first because it's kind of like a second home to me. I've lived in Paraguay on two different occasions now, teaching English there. And it's one of those places that people say, oh, well, you know, would you recommend going there? And it's really hard because, you know, it's not a touristy place and it's somewhere that you go for the people. And making connections with those people takes time. So if you don't have time to really spend, you know, 6 months teaching English or doing other things there, then it's kind of hard. But South America in general is just amazing. I know that Hap's favorite country always comes up is Brazil. And the people are just so loving and open and just really, really interested in getting to know you and celebrating life, which I think is what intrigues us. Yeah.
Do you make friends? I mean, you made friends here, obviously. But have you made friends from South America and friends from Brazil that you've connected with and you have an enduring friendship and you continue
Absolutely.
And how do you relate to each other when time moves past? How do you keep that connection going with people you've met overseas?
Well, Facebook doesn't hurt.
But how deep is that relationship?
Yeah.
An interesting question people have around Facebook and communication methods.
Well, being that I had lived in Paraguay in 2003 and then I went back again in 2009, I had, you know, kept in touch with a select few friends there and going back and really living with them again and being part of the community was a way of obviously deepening my relationship with them. But yeah, it's hard overseas, you know, and I'm still struggling a bit with just being away from, you know, my friends and family in America and maintaining those relationships, but definitely enjoying the new relationships I've created here in Melbourne and all over Australia and New Zealand.
When you return in January from Africa, will you have the opportunity perhaps to invite your friends and families from America to come and visit us here in Australia?
They need to come.
Yeah, they do. If they're listening, Absolutely. They need to come. Melbourne, Australia is fabulous.
Yeah.
And there's heaps of things to explore.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Hap, I wanted to ask you, what is it like planning holidays and are there any tensions that evolve in friendships and relationships that when you either are planning or perhaps even travel and you have that argument on the side of the road when you have your 14th puncture for the day?
Okay, as far as the planning and that go, I just usually have the ideas and then Mandy's the one that makes all the ideas work, really. But as Mandy said, we're pretty relaxed travel. Like, you know, we don't do a whole bunch of planning. We have like a start point and a destination and then whatever happens in between, we just go with it. But I'm sure there's going to be a few moments of tension when we're in Namibia, one of the least densely populated countries in the world, and the driest, and we've got punches and no water. But
well, one of the most ancient continents of the world too. It's in Australia, of some of the most ancient lands in this planet. And you'll find you'll be rolling over hill after hill after hill after hill. And how are you going to go, Mandy, forcing yourself up that 19th hill?
Oh, it's definitely something I've thought about, you know, just can I do it, you know? The first time the Hap suggested, let's cycle across India, I just thought, you're crazy. Okay, well, let's do it in Africa. Well, I don't know. I think I probably actually said no a few times, just flat out no. I don't think so. But, you know, it takes a while to get your head around it. And once you do, you realize there's so many people out there doing essentially the same thing that we're doing. And you can do it, and I will. And I think the good thing that we do as far as working together is we kind of choose our roles, and that helps. You know, he's going to set up the tent. I'm going to get the food cooking and, you know.
That sounds like a good plan.
It's good, isn't it?
That's the plan.
And I will. Those words, and I will.
You go, girlfriend.
Now, one last question before we finish up in a few minutes. You must have had some experiences along the travels, Hap, and for you, Mandy, with health issues. You know, how do you prepare yourself for different climates, you know, different types of diseases, malaria, all these sorts of things?
I think you just try and... You can tick all the precautions, but at the end of the day, you just have to go there. If you try and tick all the boxes, you're never going to eventually go there. Like, I think half the thing with worry is, you know, you worry so much before going, but when it happens, it's not that much of an issue, really. Like, my only major one I've had is I got meningitis when I was in America, which get travel insurance. It cost me $12,000 for a night in the isolation ward. Yeah, not
12
much
grand.
Oh, yeah. You could travel a lot for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of a life lesson, I have to say, for the Detours listeners. We've had lots and lots of people email us and come in and talk about, you know, travel disasters because they didn't have travel insurance. So I'm glad to hear you've got it now.
Mm, yes. Well, we don't actually. That's on the to-do list for okay. Tuesday morning.
Oh, that's just
well,
amazing.
Well, at least it's on the to-do list and you will do it before you go.
Now, one of our listeners who's over there in Hong Kong right at the moment, Janine Doggett. Janine Doggett, you always guarantee that people should travel with travel insurance, especially when you're flying the jet. No, you are a brilliant pilot. You're one of our favourite friends here at Detours with your three-legged dog in Hong Kong. Now, we've had a $1,000 renewal. $1,000, Jody, has come in from Adrian. We want to thank you so much, Adrian. That $1,000 keeps Joy on air and it's helping to be part of the great family that iHeartJoy keeps Joy on air for the next 12 months. Also, Dennis from Hoppers Crossing, thank you for renewing your membership. It's been fabulous.
Oh, that is fantastic effort. And the phones are running hot here in the Radiothon phone room here at Joy. And if you'd like to renew or join, you can ring right now, 1-300-JOY-949, or that's 1-300-569-949.
You did that very well, Jody.
Thanks, Greg. What is it with you today?
Look, I love spending radio time, especially during Radiothon with Jody. She's just fabulous. She's, for me, a bit of an icon in how to travel.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to turn your microphone off. Thanks,
you know,
Greg.
Jody,
you are a lovely friend.
Today, meeting Hap and Mandy has just been extraordinary. And meeting Ingrid before from King's Cameron, but meeting Hap and Mandy, the passion that you guys have for travel and helping other people. It's just extraordinary. It just comes through. And I want to pay tribute to you both.
Thanks.
For your journey.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And before you go, I'd like to hear some tips and suggestions for people on travel. You are experts at travel. Let's share some of that advice now before we head off.
Don't plan too much.
Don't plan too much?
See, that's the complete opposite of what I do. But, yeah. You know, that's good on you. Well, you've had a lot more experience in remote locations.
And what else? What about you, Hap? What about you?
Just do it. Like, the more you think about it, the harder it is. When you're over there, you're just having a great time. Going to love it. Get out and do it.
Get out and do it.
Talk to the people.
Talk to the people and actually share your experiences with them and them with you,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Oh, amazing. Because some of the people you travel and meet will never, ever leave their village,
absolutely.
Let alone their country.
Yeah. I mean, and everywhere you are in the world. I just remember when I was studying in Granada in Spain, people who'd never been to Madrid, and, you know, they're from Granada, they've never been to Madrid. Imagine, you know, it's a European country, you think, oh, you must have been to Paris and London, and no, haven't even been to Madrid, you know. So it's not just Americans that don't get out.
No, that's true. And, you know, people experience travel disadvantage for lots of reasons. You know, it's not just the affordability, but, you know, the availability, you know, people with other commitments, especially if you're working on the land, or, you know, fear. Anxiety about travel. I mean, there's whole reasons why people don't do it.
So when you travel, take that heart, the iHeartJoy heart that carries around with you, listeners, take that with you overseas and share a little bit of love. But today we ask you to share a little bit of love back here at Joy 94.9, where Hap and Mandy are part of the 2011 Joy Radiothon, which is just keeping us on air, isn't it, Jody?
It absolutely
is. The whole reason is just to keep Detours on air for another 12 months, isn't it?
The whole station.
And mate, if I can just add in here, it's like great when you come up here, like you hit the buzzer for level 9 and you walk out of the elevator, it's like you're walking into cloud 9. All the volunteers are out there with the pink hearts from the roof. I don't really want to leave here. It's a great atmosphere, so we're
gonna,
donations in.
We're going to put Hap and Mandy on the phone room for the next 3 or 4 hours. I think.
It's not like you've got anything to organise for a trip to Africa. How many kilometres are you riding?
Well, it's about 3,000.
Oh, is that
Katima, okay. Malilo,
Katima.
But yeah,
and then we'll do another 2,000 afterwards. So we won't hit the 5,000 mark at the end of it.
But if we get lost, it could end up being about 4,000.
Yeah, or 10,000.
Who knows?
Well, thank you again for making the time before you head out next week to Africa for this amazing, epic journey. And we wish you both the very best in health and safety and experiences.
Thanks for
having us. And it's been wonderful to meet you. Thanks for joining
Likewise.
Us on the Detours
thank
Travel
you.
Show.
Look forward to joining you next week, listeners. And Jody, look forward to having you next week back on Detours.
Likewise. Have a great week, everyone. I've been around the world. Hey, hey. I've been around the world. Hey, hey. In the kitchen.
find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.